You are now listening to The Lance Gerv Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
No, but I got to respect someone who does as much as you do on the different lanes that you do and holding things down professionally and the things that you look to go after. I love that. I love that when I see that in somebody, you know, that inspires me.
Appreciate that. You know, I don't even think I could live any other way. You know, it's funny because whenever I busy people probably know this, you know, whenever we have a moment to relax, it's like we almost feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
When we're not producing something. And some people don't understand that. It's like, oh, you know, you should relax more often. It's like, well, the things that I do don't stress me out.
Right.
They excite me.
Yes.
And so for me to stop it would drive me nuts, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never been the type of person who could actually, you know, they tell women all the time, go have a bubble bath and sit in the bathtub. I've never been able to do that. Mm. I can't sit still in that situation. My mind is too open. I don't know how to explain it other than that. I just, you know,
I know exactly how you feel, because it's the same thing with me, because my problem is when I wake up, like say for example, if I project and I say, well, you know what, I'm going to try to sleep 9 hours tonight. And I get up after maybe 5.5 hours to use the restroom. Now I'm messed up because I'm awake enough to do something, but still tired enough to go back and get more sleep. Now I go back down and lay down 30 minutes, an hour, and I start thinking, well, if I wake up now, I can get this done. I can get that done.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be tired, but I'm going to do it because I want to get it done and put myself ahead. I just
and
can't.
And there's a joy in that, you know?
Exactly. I just, like you said, I don't know how to live any other way. And that's why, like I said, I admire that in you. And it makes me feel like I'm not as crazy.
I don't feel
like I'm crazy. But people try to make you feel that way when you're inspired and motivated to do something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this goes back to like a few years ago. I used to work at one of these call centers. And I used to always have a book and a notebook and a pen with me at my desk, so that in between answering calls for the company I was working for, I always had something to stimulate my mind. And there was this girl that sat next to me, and she's like, I don't understand, you know, why you do that. And she just didn't get it. And I said, you know, my mind refuses to regress. This is why.
But, you know, every moment is an opportunity to grab one of those nuggets of knowledge or inspiration or creativity that you will lose if you don't grab it and seize the moment. I might just put one word down on a pad or a sentence, and that will remind me what I want to do. It may not be a to-do list. It may be something creative where a thought will hit my mind where I want to write about something. So I'll just write the first sentence of that blog, and it'll remind me, and I'll flow right into it.
And I mean, and that's really what life is all about. I mean, you know, it's every moment that we have is a moment to do something, and it doesn't have to be anything massively profound or anything. It just has to be something that brings you joy in that moment, whatever it may be. Going ahead and taking advantage of that opportunity, as opposed to what? What is the alternative? Not living life to its fullest. Going through the mundane patterns that some people do. You know, I said busy people will understand. Well, instead of busy, it's more like, because busy sometimes has a negative connotation. It's more like productive.
Yes.
Inspirational. I'm trying to think of another word for it, but productive is definitely one of the best words for
overcoming.
You
have things, you know, you have goals that you want to achieve, and you're inspired to achieve them. And people who are sitting still can only tell you that you're busy. When you're on the highway with somebody next to you and you're both driving 60 miles an hour, I'll keep it at a low number to keep it safe. You both may appear to be standing still next to each other while the world goes by. But if you have somebody dragging at 15 miles an hour and they're in the middle lane and you're trying to get around, oh, you're in a rush. Well, no, I'm not driving over the limit, but I have somewhere to go. I'm motivated.
Exactly.
You can tell a person who has a sense of purpose and a sense of motivation mm-hmm. in their life by the way they walk.
Oh, absolutely. And there's nothing more attractive than that. At least definitely not, you know, one productive person is going to find another productive person very attractive. There's any,
yes.
whether it be romantic or not.
Right. It doesn't have to be. Right. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're very attractive to me. It's like, what's up? What are you doing now? It's exciting.
It is. You know, that's the greatest friendships that I have ever had in my life. You know, every last one of them that I have been friends with for years are equally productive individuals, you know, just. And we get excited when we talk to each other because we're always checking up, like, you know, what
yes.
are you working on? And,
yes.
oh, my God, I can't wait. And like, I went to one of my girls' Zumba classes because she started teaching Zumba classes.
Mm-hmm.
Had so much fun. I went out and supported her because – and she's also supported me. That's what productive people do for
that's
each
right.
other. We're encouraging and supportive, and we get excited
yes.
whenever somebody achieves something, you know?
You know what I dislike? Non-productive people who try to masquerade as though they're productive just to get into
oh.
your world to tell
Ooh.
You what you can't do. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, yeah, I've ran into a few of those because they always talk about what they're going to do,
mm-hmm.
but they never have anything to talk about what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
Or mm-hmm. if they do talk about what they have done, there's always the... I was doing such and such,
but
this happened that stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag. That's not an individual who is very productive
exactly.
At all. They're perpetrating.
And then they'll call you busy.
Yes.
They'll give it away. Fraud.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. But, you know, never doubt yourself. I'm not saying this to you. But I'm saying that to the people who are productive and who are, they have great aspirations. And like you said, it doesn't have to be a profound situation where you hear the Rocky music behind you. Just
mm-hmm.
keep yourself moving. Sometimes it's cool to go at a slower pace while still moving forward.
Oh, absolutely.
In a different
absolutely.
Gear. Maybe you'll read up on something that you need to do that when you do take action, you can do it more effectively. It doesn't mean that
mm-hmm.
you're tired and you're sweating and you're running after. It's a controlled, it's almost like you're assassinating laziness. You're getting
yeah.
that out of your life. You just keep moving. Every blow doesn't have to be a knockout blow. As long as you
Not
throw
at all.
Something. It sets up the knockout blow, but you score points.
Something that I guess, you know, someone who feels maybe stifled in their life that might be listening right now,
mm-hmm.
it's more about being open. I've been writing about this a little bit on my blog, about this concept of being open, because openness is just being open to experience. You know, it's one of those personality traits that psychologists talk about,
mm-hmm.
an openness to experience. So what I mean by that is... being, you know, seeking out information, reading, you know, if you see a title of an article that looks interesting, go ahead and read it. You
yes.
never know where it's going to lead you.
Yes.
Opening up and having a conversation with somebody in a public space, being open to receive the energy around you in the universe, it's going to lead you to places.
Yes.
And I can pinpoint a specific example in my own life
mm-hmm.
that started like years ago where there was this song by India Arie that came out called
mm-hmm.
A Good Man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the lyrics, it sounds like the woman's husband has died possibly in battle as a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
That song, I listened to it 3 years before I produced a play about a soldier who was in a situation like that. But it was that song, when I heard it, it inspired me.
Yes.
I wanted to look more into the experience of veterans in the war in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Indeed.
And it slowly, over time, led me to say, you know what? I want to tell this story. And I eventually wrote a play and produced it. And, you know, in that whole time span of like 3 years, I was still being that productive, happy person about the project.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be rushed. It's being open to what the universe is going to send to you.
Beautifully said. And one thing that I give yourself options. You know, I used to be so focused, and I'm still very focused, but focused
mm-hmm.
on one track. Open yourself up to having multiple tracks multiple lanes that you can go up, where you have this project and that project. It may not be different projects, but different aspects of the same project. Sometimes, sometimes when I'm speaking on the phone or recording something or doing a live show, I'm sketching at the same time. You see? Mm-hmm. Or I'm doing graphics to put up on a YouTube video. Multiple things. Sometimes I may not be all the way in the mood for one particular zone. I'll absorb knowledge and research things online so you can still move forward without running down or burning out that one gear.
Exactly. And then you also, you don't have to do every particular project doesn't need attention every day. Like another thing that people always ask me is, how do you possibly manage all the projects that you do? And I had to tell them, I was like, you know, there are only 24 hours in a day. I don't actually do something on all of them every day. I allow it to come whenever it, you know, it's best fitted into the day. For example, I do keep like a little calendar reminder that lets me know the name of the project, you know, every couple of days will pop up on my phone.
Yes.
So that, you know, I don't forget one of them because I have a film that I'm wanting to finish producing next year. Mm-hmm. And so once in a while, the title of it comes up on my phone as a reminder, just to refresh my mind so that I do stay on track, but without that pressure of, oh my God, you have to finish it. You don't have to put pressure on yourself to be productive.
Yes.
You just have to do it as it comes naturally to you, and just keep it moving. And like what you were saying, you know, like you can do multiple things at one time. You could be sketching, you could be working on a graphic design, because it's just like, for me, it's like listening to music. You know, a lot of people do that. Listen to music while we study, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it translates over into other things that we work on. You know, if I'm talking to you, maybe I'll be doing what you're doing. You're making a design or something.
Yes.
You know, because the conversation is inspirational.
Exactly. And you're in that comfort zone. You're that comfort zone of creativity. But then, like I said, you have to be able to be comfortable in your own skin. You have to know yourself. You have to operate from the inside, where what is it that you're inspired to do? What is it that you're in the mood to do? You can't force it. You can't force the creativity. Let it flow. Look within and see what it is that your being and your essence calls out for. And you'll be a dynamo when you connect with that. Guaranteed. I know it for sure.
Absolutely. And if anybody's feeling creatively stifled, some of the things that I do is there's particular types of music that I'll listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I may sketch. I may randomly paint. I'm very blessed to live by a lake out here in New Orleans, so I go out there and walk. You know, if you're feeling creatively stifled and you want to create, but you don't know what you want to create, just do anything that's creative or peaceful for you.
Just to start.
And allow it to just come to you. It'll come to you at some point.
Exactly. You can't think creativity into being. Sometimes when the ball is rolling, you can do that, but you have to sometimes disengage. And like you said, accept new energy, get around different places. You know, it's crazy, but sometimes I would like, I would go into a restaurant that was like very busy and had a long line waiting, knowing good and darn well I wasn't going in there for any food. I'm standing in line talking to people, whatever. And we get to the front and I leave. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, I got a wonderful conversation for free. I didn't have to, it wasn't like a club. You just put yourself in different places. Don't even go down the same street sometime. Drive down or walk down a different street. Go into a different store. You know, wait on the bus stop with somebody. I do some weird stuff. I mean, people would say, this guy's weird. You know, the bus comes. I'm like, no, I'm not getting on. Everybody else gets on that I was talking to. Then I go hop in the car and drive away.
there's this quote. Like, as you're speaking, there's this quote from a Greek philosopher that came to me. He said, if you want to be great, be content to be considered foolish.
Right.
Because greatness does take a courage to be totally okay with the idea of being a little crazy. And if you look at all of the people who've been most successful and the most happy in their lives, they did stuff that people initially thought they were crazy, but they didn't care. And that's what made the difference in their life.
Hallelujah. That's the absolute truth right there. You know, when you said that, what brought to mind, the first person that came to mind was Muhammad Ali. How he would predict the rounds and talk about, but he wasn't being venomous, but he was having fun. He was creating history. He was doing something different. Of course, he was talented, but it made for so many. Look at him, for example. He yeah. came around before the day of YouTube. And it's like
yeah.
every day I look, there's a new YouTube video about him from the past of footage that I never saw. And I'm one of his biggest fans. Mm-hmm. So imagine he came up now.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. He was a promoter's dream, but he was his own social media before they had smartphones. Mm-hmm. Imagine they had smartphones. Half of the internet would be him. So live like oh, yeah. that.
Fill without in fear.
Yes, 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 without fear. I'm with it. And even though I hit the age of 52, I'm like, I'm looking forward to another 52. I'm seriously enthusiastic about these years. I got through all the rolling around in the mud, making the mistakes and bruising my knee on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. Now I'm ready. Took me half a century to get to this point, plus 2 years. Now I'm really ready to play. And it's a beautiful feeling.
The whole life is a journey, and it's an experience. And, you know, that's something that we have to really break out of, is the idea that we can only do certain things in a certain time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Because definitely, like, the last couple of decades, I think we've definitely proven that is just not the case. Because whenever they used to say age is nothing but a number, it really is. It has no bearing on what you should or should not be doing at this point in your
that's
life,
right.
you know? I always tell people that the one reason why I think adults, those who age quickly, the reason they start aging so quickly is because they stop playing. They stop having fun.
That's the absolute truth.
Let me tell you something. People put a time limit and say, well, you know, they're a certain age and they can't do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Happiness never gets stale.
Exactly.
If you're happy at 88 or 28, happy is happy. That happy mm-hmm. place that you can go to. Stop putting restrictions on yourself and walking down a narrow road when there's so many different roads to get to the same destination. So if
road, and the thing is, and we're all someday going to reach the end, no matter what we do today, we are going to reach the end someday.
Exactly.
So how, in between now and that time, what do you want to be doing? Do you want to live in order to appear normal to these other people who will not be with you when you die? Or do you want to go ahead and live your life for who you are? Because the only person at the end whose opinion even counts or matters is you.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Landscurve.